Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Greer. I am America's voice. Delivering an equitable and socially just news and talk program because I want to make sure DEI works for you. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Here on the morning program, yeah, whatever. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a clever entrepreneur came up with a great idea for a gun buyback program with his 3D printer, pushing out $21,000 worth of receivers and so forth. Big payday for the kid. Number two, peer-reviewed studies are showing the vaccines did tremendous damage to people's health. And yes, it caused blood clots and heart issues in perfectly healthy people. The vaccines turned out to be killers. Peer-reviewed studies. We'll get back to that. And number three, some experts are saying we need to buckle up for a very rough ride. Likely one of the worst recessions of all time. This is not a drill. Everything that Joe Biden has said about the economy and basically everything else has turned out to be either a lie or just flat out wrong. Why would we believe him on a recession or anybody? Janet Yellen spending her time, the Treasury Secretary, talking about woke policies, not about inflation, the high cost of living, trying to make ends meet, none of that. And if you missed it, the price of gasoline, $3.83, national average. The average in Michigan now, $4.24, and climbing quickly. In fact, Sarge clued me in that Sarge being the one that demoralizes me emotionally, spiritually, and physically at the gym. And I pay for the privilege. You just shut up. You just keep working, Gruber. You just watch your mouth. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Sarge. I'll just drag this bloody stump home. Anyhow, I digress a little bit. Yeah, I work out some, and she's just ruthless. Anyhow, she said yesterday the price of gasoline at a Speedway station near her went from $4.09 in the morning to $4.49 when she left work. 40-cent jump yesterday. These are the kind of jumps we're hearing about at gas stations. So gas up this morning, kids, because by tonight, who knows what the price is going to be. All right? Who knows? Keith McCullough, founder and CEO of Hedge Eye Risk Management, not a guy to mince words. When he discusses financial markets, the Fed, the economy in general, any of it, he just gets to it. And now he says some less charitable things about the rate hikes that have ground up the stock market and bond investors. Now, we've had a couple of pretty good days on the markets, right? We've had a couple of pretty good days on Wall Street, up 800 plus points yesterday, 825, back above 30,000 at 30,300, having been down at 28 and change a few days ago. But how long is it? It's just whiplash, up and down and up and down. I don't know where it goes. But his investment research firm's economic models turned bearish on stocks and bonds at the beginning of 2022. Prices have tumbled. McCullough's still bearish. He's sending investors to defensive positions, primarily cash, the U.S. dollar, gold, and income-producing equities. McCullough's preparing investors for the painful recession he expects for both Wall Street and Main Street in 2023. To anyone expecting the Fed to realize its rate increases have been excessive and rescue the markets, there's no dovish pivot, he says. If the Fed were to relent, they're far too late. Just like it was impossible for them to stop inflation, it's impossible for them to stop the pending corporate profit recession or the mainline recession. It's about to be as bearish as I've been since 2008. Instead of the economy having a soft landing, I think the landing is going to be hard. The economic data keeps getting worse, not just in the U.S., but in Europe as well. Free money forever created behavioral problems and a behavioral bubble for the markets and investors. Free money forever. It's all free all the time. You see, that was the problem. You can't tell people they don't have to work and give them the same amount of money anyway. But that was the government plan. The government did this. GDP is going to be at zero or less. When you're printing money and the economy is accelerating to the fastest growth rate ever, you're going to have the mother of all bubbles, he said. And the Democrats want to print more. A hard landing for the economy and economic environment echoing the 2008 financial crisis is a pretty damning verdict. On a lot of levels, it's worse now than in 2008, says McCullough. Now, this is just one guy. I get it. Just one guy. But if 2008 was all about Wall Street collapsing on itself, on all its conflicts of interest and lies, this one is more about Main Street. Main Street's broke. Main Street is taking all this inflation into the cost of living. Main Street has the highest credit card interest going back to the 1990s. It's worse than 2008 on that basis. If you're trying to pay your bills with credit, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Then they're going to lose their jobs. Labor collapsing is always the last thing to go down. We're on the cusp of a labor cycle going the wrong way. That's what's going on right now. GDP and profit growth are both going negative. The Fed is going to see a lot of that and have to change. The big screw-up people will have is that the minute they see the Fed dovishness, they're going to buy stocks and crypto. And then they're going to realize they're in a recession, which is an entirely different setup. And those bubbles begin there, which unlimited easing and fiscal support for GDP growth. We got some challenges, my friends. I've been warning you for months that we could see shortages of energy, a real crush on the supply, meaning the cost of energy could go through the roof. We're going to have shortages potentially in food supplies. I mean, the formula, the baby formula crisis is still going. Nobody's telling you that, but the baby formula crisis is still going. It's never been resolved. They just got bored with it, apparently, on the nightly news, or they didn't want to repeat it anymore. They didn't want to repeat it anymore because people might catch on that it's still happening. And so here we are, staring straight down the barrel of maybe the worst recession, and I say it's likely, of our lifetimes. Yeah, the worst recession of our lifetimes on hand because of the terrible policies of spend, and destroy the energy sector. Oh, just buy an EV. Everything will be better if you own an EV. Everything will be great if you own an EV. Really? Is that how it works? Everything will be great if I own an electric vehicle? Please. Please. At any rate, I warn you again. I warn you again. From Healthy Cell, it's time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow giant horse pills. Not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula. It absorbs at 165% of vitamin pills. It tastes great, too. Check out all of our American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you. Save 20% by doing what? Use the promo code Gruber. HealthyCell.com, the promo code Gruber, save 20% on your first order. HealthyCell.com. Dr. Peter McCullough turned me on to this. I think it's great stuff. I think you'll like it too. HealthyCell.com. Support the good people that support the Steve Gruber Show, like you. I'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The minor league season just wrapped up, and for the first time ever, all four of the Tigers' top minor league teams finished with a winning record. Erie ended up losing in Double-A in the Eastern League Championship Series. The Tigers' VP of Player Development, Ryan Garko, says while the minor leagues are always about development first, it was very satisfying to see all the success teams had. because they did put an extra emphasis this year on winning today's game, making players understand that when that is your only goal, there is a lot that goes along with it. The preparation is detailed and extensive. The players learn how to handle the workload of a long season. They learn how to play the game right, and they learn how to win. And while Garkle says there's still work to be done, he feels the farm system came a long way in some key areas in 2022.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.